This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us, Eileen Carter, co-chair of the No LaToya recall campaign. It seems as though they made an announcement yesterday that really changes the complexion of this campaign. It really becomes more of a full-fledged political campaign with all of the tools that they bring forward. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your announcement yesterday.
Well, we're really excited because we hit television and radio, and we've announced that mailers will be going out. It will be the exact recall sheet for all Orleans registered voters who have not signed, or maybe, you know, you did it yourself and you handed it in and there was maybe any inconsistencies. We had a team that went all through them. They're all documented, and we checked off anything that could be flagged. So your names will be printed on there. It'll be very easy. The only thing you have to do is sign your name and date your name, and then have a witness sign and date themselves. You can have, you know, your family members do it as long as they are registered voters. You can have your neighbor do it. You can take it to work, have your coworker do it. The postage is going to be paid, and all you have to do is put it back in the mail. So we're really excited about this effort. You know, we listened to our residents. There were a lot of people who wanted to sign discreetly, and there were a lot of people who maybe had mobility issues or just didn't have the time. You know, they thought, you know, I'll wait. Well, we're putting it in front of you. We're making it easy so that everyone can participate in the recall.
Eileen, the appropriate authorities have checked this and signed off on it, and they said this is acceptable.
Yes, we have done that. We have it in writing. We've talked to the Secretary of State. We've talked to our attorneys, who are the best campaign attorneys in the state, and we are so grateful for them. And this is a go, and we're really excited about it. So we want to put it right in front of you. We promised last week that we were getting to your living rooms this week, and that's exactly what we've done. We do have two ads on the air right now, multiple ads on the radio, and literally right before, you know, you came on, I just got confirmation from our billboard advertisers that our new billboards are up today. So I'm really excited about what's going on in the city. You know, we can't forget, you know, how some of these things started with the mayor, you know, sitting on the side of the carjacker and consoling their family and forgetting about the victims. They have so many victims of this city with crime. We've seen what's going on. And at the beginning, people are like, oh, do you think this is going to peter out? You know, and I'm like, no, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Unfortunately, you know, this doesn't make us happy. We're sad that we're in this position, but this is the best thing for the city of New Orleans right now. It's time for change.
I had Eric Kessler, the attorney for Pano, on, and he articulated that the membership is, you know, not happy with what's going on with the mayor and her security detail, and feels like this is going to erode the credibility of the organization even more, and they, you know, feels that they're going to have even a bigger challenge in recruiting folks here. Again, and this is right, goes right back to her personal behavior.
Exactly. This is all about decision making and, you know, not willing to say, you know what, I made a mistake and move forward and fix it. And so, you know, we've heard across the board from different city workers that, you know, they felt like they were going to lose their jobs, you know, if they signed. Well, this is a way that people can sign discreetly. And so we're really excited about the mailers. You can do it in the comfort of your home, in the privacy of your home. No one is, you know, no one is watching you. You're not having to come to a site, you know, where you feel like someone may be, you know, lurking or something like that. You know, it's in the privacy of your home. You can sign discreetly, and all you have to do is put it back in the mail.
So some political experts are saying that y'all are behind the eight ball at this juncture. What's your assessment?
I believe that we're on pace. And when we receive these mailers back, which I'm not giving the exact number, but I will say it's a lot. It's a lot more than people probably even think or believe. And we only need a certain percentage to be returned. And when we get these return mailers, this is happening. We are moving forward with this. With what we have now and what we expect upon return, I believe that we will be successful. And after we do get what's returned, we will, you know, then be able to see exactly what pockets of the city that we need to, you know, maybe give a little bit more education to. Maybe they don't understand the recall process, and we can focus on those areas of the city, and we can go out and answer their questions. Honestly, you just need three to five minutes with me explaining what's going on in the city, and most people decide to recall. And so, you know, some people are confused about the process. The signatures give us a vote. And so we will give them to the registrar's office. We petition the governor, and he sets a special election. And then we decide if we want this mayor to be in office anymore. I don't believe we really had a choice in the last election. Like I told you, I thought it was very created. And I believe the voters want to be heard. And I just want to remind everyone that we have the power. You know, our elected officials are supposed to be doing the will of the people, and we don't see that right now. We're focused on crime, and the mayor doesn't even embrace crime. Actually, she doesn't even say the word. If you notice, in all of her press conferences, she'll only say public safety. She will never say crime, and I'm really kind of boggled by that. And so I'd love to put that question forth. Why won't the mayor discuss crime? Because it's the biggest issue in the city. I was listening to one of our large online influencers who works in the French Quarter, and he was having a discussion with tourists. And the tourist said that, number one, his wife was almost accosted on the moonwalk. And two, he was discussing the infrastructure. He's like, why don't we put more, you know, money into the infrastructure? And why isn't it moving faster? Why does your city look like this? So tourists are noticing. We need to love New Orleans. She's a gem. And we need to do this for our community.
Let me, the other day, you gave a percentage of the signatures that y'all had garnered, and a lot of people were surprised. They anticipated the number being larger. I have heard a disappointment as it relates to that. What do you say to those folks?
I say do not be discouraged, because we are not at all. I'm very excited about where we are. I feel like we're on pace, knowing the strategy that we have and the plans that we have put forth. We do hear that the retaliation and the trying to make this a racial issue, you know, has caused people some dismay, because they don't want to feel like they're racist doing this. And this has nothing to do about being a Black woman. You know, Ms. Jasper, who was the advocate for the residents of Hano, she's a Black woman. The Black women who are living at Gordon Plaza, you know, you have Black women who are your friends, your family, your coworkers, your niece, your nephew, your mother. These are Black women as well. There are many Black women in the city of New Orleans that deserve the same respect. And, you know, I believe that this is a way that people can be empowered and can make a difference in their community.
Are you surprised that they've attempted to go down that path, to even try to further divide the city? You know, I've had folks tell me certain things, and I said, look, if you're looking for an excuse to not sign the petition, just don't sign it. I mean, you know, don't attack those that decide that they want to, because I think for a lot of folks, it's all about accountability, it's all about credibility, and it's all about the lack of execution by this mayor. And then now we're faced with her personal life being all wrapped up with public life and public dollars. And I think a lot of folks are just uncomfortable trying to meander through all of that, myself included. I mean, you know, I don't want to judge her for what she's doing in her personal life, but when she's utilizing public assets and public dollars and campaign dollars and the like, if any of these allegations are true, this is just sticky, right?
Exactly. You know, the mayor's personal business is her personal business, but the point is she's not working. That is the point. And they're showing what she's doing during the work hours. So we really need to focus on the point. We've been saying this since the beginning of the campaign. The mayor is not executing the duties of her responsibility. I mean, that we wrote that on the petition, and now we know why. We had no idea why, but the point is she's literally not working. And that's why, you know, we had that IG report come out that Public Works and Sewage and Water Board weren't working well together. Well, the mayor is the president of the Sewage and Water Board, and she heads Public Works. You know, she's literally not working. She hadn't had meetings with the city council president and vice president zero this year. It showed how many times that she had meetings with certain director heads and public safety meetings. Like, these things are not happening. You thought they were happening, but it was nice to see in a truthful a news broadcast that the mayor is not working, and you got to see the facts. You got to see, you know, her daily schedule and the gaps between it. She literally was not in the office for many, many days. And honestly, you know, you can drape that back to months. Out of town for 57 days, you know, like 2.5 months. Like, what's going on? What's going on in the city is the mayor isn't working. There's no one leading this ship. And we need someone right now with all of the issues that New Orleans face that loves the city, that wants to create change. And we just aren't seeing that from this mayor. You know, we expected, you know, people call her TD. So we expected her to be our TD. You know, in our community, your TD is your aunt, someone who loves you, who takes care of you, you know, who gives you that correction when you're wrong. Well, we're not seeing any of that going on in the city. And so we need someone who loves the city. We need someone who embraces our issues, number one being crime, because what, there were 5 people shot in 5 hours? Like, we have to acknowledge a problem to be able to be able to eliminate it. We've been asking for a community policing plan since at least January. We got a redeployment plan. Where's the community plan? Where are the preventative programs for our youth? They have programs only when youth get charges. Okay, that's nice. We want to make sure that they are taken care of. But what about all of our youth that are screaming for help? There are lots of them. Where are the programs for them? The Office of Youth and Families, that was established in 2018. What has it been doing? What has it been doing? The Gun Violence Prevention Program, established in 2018. Where is the money? What has it been doing? And these are the questions that we really need answered. So I offer these questions to all of our news reporters to be real about what's going on in the city, be honest with our residents, and tell us the truth.
How disappointed are you that not a single member of the city council has signed this petition?
I think due to the election and the political landscape of, you know, the timing of all of this, I do believe that that had something to do with it. I think that you can see by their questions to the administration that their constituents are forcing them to ask these questions, and the mayor gets uncomfortable. And I think that's a little bit of the problem between the mayor and the city council. You know, you have our residents calling them, blowing up their phones, blowing up their emails, asking about these things, but they are the legislative branch. The mayor is the branch that executes things. She is the one that's supposed to be getting things done, and nothing is getting done. So that's why I believe you have all of the strife, and they're trying not to, in my opinion, you know, kind of make that bridge, you know, a little bit more shaky. But I do believe that they care about the community, and I hope more of them do step up and speak out, because the people of New Orleans are watching. You know, this isn't just about this mayor and this administration. This is about our elected officials across the board. We're going to hold you accountable.
Well, I was going to ask you that next. Let me interrupt you there. I apologize. But what about all the other elected officials? I mean, I'm not aware of a single one that's announced that they're going to sign the petition.
Exactly. And so that's my point. We are paying attention to the landscape of the city of New Orleans across the board. Like I said, this isn't just about the mayor, but she leads the city, and clearly work isn't being done. Now we know why. But this is across the board. This is for every elected official. If you run to serve the residents of the city of New Orleans, then that's what we expect you to do. We don't expect to have to go look at your schedule to see if you're really working. You're supposed to be doing your job. What would happen if you know, you didn't do your job, if you didn't show up for work? You know, eventually they would fire you, right? And so that's across the board. And I offer that question to all of your listeners. If you didn't do your job, if you didn't show up for work, what would happen? well, why is it any different? This affects our quality of life. This affects our children. We need a mayor who wants to do the work for the city and is embracing our issues and is tackling them every single day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've heard a lot of members of the legislature and other elected officials speak about the frustration in dealing with this administration. You know, I remember hearing a lot of chatter all through this Fair Share plan and the tug of war and the pushback and in many respects the bullying that the mayor celebrated, quite frankly. And then, you know, the cleanup after that by a whole lot of folks where, you know, Baton Rouge was just kind of sick and tired of her. And, you know, it's interesting because none of these people are stepping up. Not a one. I mean, you know, and they're having to work two and three times as hard to clean up the mess that she's created on so many different fronts. And, no one wanting to consume any political capital. It's okay. We'll just continue down this path of incompetence, lack of execution, you know, trying to bully people into positions, not talking about things in an open and transparent way. You know, we now have her going back to the council, asking them to unlock the Wisner funds. You know, she engaged in a completely inappropriate, at best, and maybe illegal activity in continuing this trust without going through any of the approval process required by law. And we're going to release these funds that she just unilaterally decided where they're going to go? I don't get this. I don't get it at all.
Honestly, I don't get it at all as well. But I believe some of our elected officials are a reflection of our community. You know, we've been beaten down so much by, you know, just everything going on in the world. And you don't necessarily expect it from your leaders. You know, we've gotten this retaliation, and retaliation is real. And, you know, I said that at the beginning. You were like, give us examples of it. And we didn't want to be as vocal then because we didn't want, you know, the people to actually have retaliation, for them to lose their permits, for them to lose their jobs, for them to lose their businesses. But it's very real. We were actually in court yesterday with Daniel Ambrose from the Half Shell, because he wanted to partner with us simply to have an education event. It wasn't even about signing the recall. It was about answering questions, because the recall had been a topic of conversation in his restaurant on a consistent basis. Well, after he posted that he was going to have this event, you know, his landlord, the McKenna, sent him a letter to, sent him a request to cancel it. He canceled it, and the next day he was met with eviction notice and a restraining order, a temporary restraining order, saying that he was harassing them. Long story short, we went to court yesterday, and I will say justice is prevailing. So we did win round one. I know he has more court dates, but I believe he will be very successful because he has his documentation. He knows his rights, and he's empowered. And that's what we are offering all of our residents, to know your power and speak up, because you don't want to speak up just when it gets to your doorstep, when crime or retaliation hits your doorstep. We need to speak up for the community now.
The Nolatoria.org, check it out. And I think today you guys are at the Canal Boulevard recall from 3 to 5, and also at Orleans and Carrollton Avenue from 10 to 4.
Yes.
And Wednesday, Lakeview Community Center, Spanish Fort Boulevard, 6500 from 9 to 5. And the Audubon Park Camp Street signing from 11 to 3 at Camp Street and Walnut Street. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us. That's Eileen Carter, co-chair, No Latoya Recall Campaign. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. Want to hear from you. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.